Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next series, or the next part of this next series in the Yin Yang Chao Mo Meridian. We're working with transforming grief into its natural, healthy role of dispersion, letting go, releasing, allowing, surrendering are all words that would work here as well. So good to have you all here. Thank you so much for being here, whether you're live or listening to the recording. It's always a pleasure to get to work with you all in these ways. And as you settle in here, I invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go. To make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And any part of you that enjoys that, that's taking in this, whatever it may be, that you find pleasant and neutral, about settling on in here, I invite you to savor that all and to receive it. And as you savor that and receive that all, I'm actually going to invite you to do more of that same, but in a different context now. I'm going to invite you to scan either outwardly, letting your gaze go up, down, all around, until you land on anything that's pleasant and neutral. Or alternatively, going inward, and as you roam around with your gaze internally, it might land on a part of you, it might land on something that is like a memory or a time in which you felt most like yourself. Wherever you go with that is great. And as your gaze settles on this thing that's pleasant to neutral, taking time to notice what it is you like the most about this in this moment. Whether it's the color, the shape or size, the way the lights and the shadow play with it all. Drinking all that's enjoyable here. Drinking that on in and savoring it. Receiving it for the nourishment that it very well may be. And as you savor that all, noticing what seems to happen inside of you. And if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking that in too and savoring it alongside of everything else. Thank you for being here and calling this medicine in. And thank you for all that's gone into this particular unique moment of connection and time together. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages, and thank you to the villages that helped make this all possible. And the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands. Thank you with much gratitude. It's made it possible for us all to be here, for all those that have come before to give rise to us, to be here together today. It's a staggering amount of synchronicities that need to arise for that all to happen. So thank you to those almost seemingly invisible forces that have allowed for that gathering to occur. Thank you so much for all of you and all that you bring to the table these days with all that you're chewing on and working through. Thank you for doing this work. May I continue to serve you and your loved ones. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey. I actually feel drawn to, even before I get into the session, just to offer you a little happy Valentine's Day from yesterday and happy Love Week if you celebrate that. And as we start off today's session, we're actually going to the heart to start off with. And we're actually linking that to both the yin and the yang, chao, mo, meridians that work through the legs. These heel meridians. And although they support the legs and the hips, they also support our capacity to be like agile to move. And if we think of that metaphorically, how agile are we mentally, emotionally, spiritually? How adaptable are we to changing circumstances? Can we pivot and easily move a new direction? Or do we get stalled and stuck when there's something that changes just a little bit in our mental, emotional, spiritual world? And as we work with that, we're actually going to link it into the pancreas reflex point, the pancreas, and the spleen. So just to give a little bit of context, it was several thousands of years ago when the Yellow Emperor, Yellow, oh my gosh, Yellow Emperor of China mixed up the translation between pancreas and spleen. So what ended up happening is those terms got used quite interchangeably. And from a Chinese medicine perspective, they're almost considered to be the same thing. So in body talk, we call it pancreas reflex point. And in Chinese medicine, they would call it spleen 21. And as we work with it, pancreas reflex point in body talk is only on the left-hand side, helps us to take in the sweetness of life, to work with all of the energy of the universe and to feel it embracing us, whatever your word for that might be, whether that's God, universe, spirit, that which is eternal. Also helps us to bring balance left and right, which creates an integration of sorts. And as that comes together, it actually gives rise to stability, to steadfastness. So to find stability along with agility and motion. And as we work with this all, linking this all together to that pancreas reflex point, along with the pancreas and the spleen organs themselves, we're then going to link all of that through to the earth element, which works with a sense of grounding to take in the sweetness of life. And it gives rise to changes that invite in more peace, more nourishment. To literally have peace on earth, peace in this part of the earth, known as your body mind, because you too get to be a part of the earth. And as we link into all of that, working with a little bit more work from, it was maybe in the last two sessions, I want to say. Around defragging the intellect from the feelings. It's like there's this thin little intellectual covering around the heart. Another layer of it that's ready to go. And it's connected somehow to one of the linings between the skull and the brain, the meningeal linings, the innermost one, the pia mater. And it's a very delicate lining, gossamer thin. And as we work with this energy, it's almost got the essence of I shouldn't be too smart or I shouldn't show how clever or witty I am. A tendency to hide what you know or hide your knowledge out of fear of being some sort of a threat or that it won't be liked in some way. So essentially out of people pleasing in some way, shape, or form. And that in turn is linking into grief being stored in the yang, chao, mo, meridian. And this yang channel meridian in part works with when we get a little too much yang energy stuck in our head, and when we get a little too much overthinking, overanalyzing, that I gotta figure this out, I gotta overextend myself, and I gotta really focus on solving this particular issue. I'll give it everything I've got. So there might even be a lot of determination and will and focus to get it all done. However, we often end up in that place when we come through it in this way, spinning our wheels. So here we're working with that pattern, particularly going into the head to think about it, and ending up spinning your wheels, and then you just get caught in that loop. Versus being able to take it to the heart for allowing of the feelings and the potentially the wisest, most powerful organ of our system. The heart energy to work its alchemy. And as we work with this energy of that balance by means of releasing grief from the yang cha mo meridian, we need to bring in bladder 1 point. Okay, that's in that inner corner of the eye. And stomach one, which is really close to it. And then these particular points that begin on the bladder meridian, which works with seeing the present moment in clarity, as well as connected to that bladder meridian in general, which works with control and regulation of our nervous system. And stomach one, we're working with its particular relationship also to the entire meridian and regulating our tendency to consciously think about things, which is meant to give rise to clarity. And right now in stomach one, there's actually excessive confusion. And in bladder 1 point, there's excessive anger. So as we balance that all out, we're gonna run a cellular repair on actually both of these points, bladder one and stomach one. We'll have to extend our imaginations a little bit, as obviously meridians don't have cells. But if you can imagine the smallest unit of the meridian and repairing it, we're going to restore that back to its fullest potential of health. And as we work with restoring it back to its fullest potential of health, supporting the entire yang cha mo meridian in being able to optimize its energy flow. And here, that grief energy begins to just gently be met. We're going to bring in hydration to it, bringing in water and joy, helping it to loosen up the edges of that grief in a way that actually allows the, almost think of it as like the container that was holding that grief in place, to become permeable and begin to disperse in a way that allows it to go global. Okay. And as that grief begins to go global, we're also releasing the sense of like feeling really foggy from, well, basically overusing our head brain in favor of our heart brain. And we're also releasing the energy of being short-sighted, and that's particularly tying into that stomach one point that we were working with earlier. Okay, and then for all of that, the stomach 1 point, the bladder 1 point, the yang cha mo meridian, particularly where it governs the face, the eyes, the head, which can also go into helping to relieve excessive like redness or swelling in the face. Also, with that can go a tendency not to sleep very well, a tendency to have a little bit of insomnia because we're have too much energy up here in this brain. As we work with that, we're also going to run lymphatic circulation through all things face, head, and neck, draining out any excessive toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And with that, I see most of the grief go. There's just the last little bit holding out. It's almost complete there. There's a belief system here. I have to hang on to what hurts me in order to stay protected. And also, I shouldn't open up and be vulnerable. I shouldn't open up and be vulnerable. And in essence, we can sum that all up with the phrase, pain protects me. And as we work with that, we're going to run a C tree on it, and then we're going to run a permissions. And the permission statement is actually going to be love protects me. Love protects me. And that C tree on the pain protects me part, it's actually going to keep running for the next 6 days. So here, working with C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Write it down into all the little guys, excuse me again. The electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression. Help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And then we're working with the balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and then running hydration again to support that, taking in of water and joy and releasing the impurities that just don't need to be here. Then the D is for that defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness, perhaps thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as that runs for the next 6 days, also running that permission statement for the next 6 days right alongside of it. Love protects me. And we're particularly going to run that in two meridian times, the heart, which is 11 p.m. to, pardon me, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so right over the lunch hour. And then also in lung time, which is the middle of the night or beginning of your morning, potentially, or maybe the end of your night, depending upon your sleep schedule. It's in the wee hours in the morning, 3 to 5 a.m. Okay. And interesting is that helps to release that last little stage of grief through the Yang Chow Mo meridian. It's also releasing the low self-esteem that you're only as good as your capacity to think or be clever or be smart. You're only as good as your capacity to figure things out. And related to that, we're releasing shame around specifically financial prosperity, abundance. And that's also a metaphor for our inner wealth, our inner sense of self-value. And there's this idea that there's like some shame, there's something wrong with you, unless you can always be able to figure out and get the perfect answer to those problems in record time. Yeah, and there is a lot of pressure that goes with that. Actually, the image that I'm seeing is like one of those instant pots, like those pressure cooker things. Okay. And in essence, there's a pattern here of because of all the pressure that you might be putting on yourself, there's also a tendency to want to keep your world really tight, really small, and not let anything else in because that might be too overwhelming. But it's only overwhelming because it's happening in addition to the like 18 tons of pressure that might be happening here internally. And having one more thing added on top of that is just, oh, too much. I can't even take in what it is you're calling in to receive. So that pattern of I'll put so much pressure on myself is actually creating this overwhelm, which is pushing away the things that you're calling in, if I could sum that up maybe a bit more succinctly. And we're actually going to run another C3 on that particular pattern, and we're then going to unhook it from Governing Vessel 20, from the acupuncture point that governs all of our habit patterns and governs our myelin sheath, the coating of our nervous system. And as we begin to take the pressure off, there's actually room for, things like what you're calling in that might be in the form of finances or prosperity in some other way to be received by the system. There's some permeability, essentially. And then for the nervous system, we're just giving it permission to actually take that in and to receive it. And as that happens, I actually see this yellow light potentially symbolizing earth elements, potentially symbolizing gold. Riches, or potentially representing golden light, often represents that which is eternal, spirit, essence, God, whatever the word is for you. And maybe these things that I name that are seemingly different, perhaps they're all one and the same in their own way. And it's where we work with taking in that vibration, that pulsation of life, of abundance. The prosperity. I see that now sneaking in between the coating of the myelin sheath and the nervous system. And then we're just releasing the words, interestingly enough, are the consciousness of a death grip, of the myelin sheath having like a death grip over top of the nervous system. And that was that, all that like internal pressure, all the internal squeezing, all the angst, all the anxiety we might have, all the worries, all the pressure and all the emotions that are behind it in this all. And as that releases through here, linking it into the sixth house in astrology, house of practical action, house of being able to take good care of the health of ourselves. And this time, we're actually connecting it to financial health, financial well-being, practical financial steps through things, bringing in discernment, awareness, and intellect in a good, healthy way. And then we're releasing any energy around the intellect feeling like shunned or also being told that it was not good enough. Or that I was doing things, even if I was doing things really well, but doing things potentially in a way that was creating other problems. Whatever the pieces are, releasing that essence of low self-esteem through all things left brain. And then releasing this sense of feeling or being put down by others from the right brain. And between both of those things, as well as all that pressure, there's a sense of just feeling like exhausted, burnt out, I'm shot, my nervous system needs a break type of energy. And for that, we're actually going to work with switching technique, which helps us to cope or deal with stress, helping to regulate our nervous system again. And on that note, we're actually going to link that through to fancy name, the ventral vagal branch of the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps to keep us in a place of relaxation, calmness, curiosity, desiring of connection. Related to this, running the permissions, I rest in all that I feel. Whew, it's a big one. Being able to find that sense of restfulness, peacefulness, contentment within feelings. And as soon as I say that, I actually see the essence of your sense of self linking through to your heart. And then from the heart, going out through the Yang Chao Mo Meridian. And I see that going through that branch of the heart meridian that goes up to the face. Then into bladder one in the inner corner of that eye, and stomach one just below the pupil there of the eye. That's all looking into the 10th house of a lot of things, career, achievement, recognition, but we're more so working with outward self-expression. And here we're also unhooking the belief system that you need to express yourself perfectly in order to be successful in, well, whatever that thing is that you're looking for. And as we release that pressure of perfectionism, we're also linking into a series of active memories when you were little and feeling the pressure to explain yourself really accurately, potentially so you wouldn't get into trouble as a little one, or potentially so you would get the answer right in class. Whatever it was that was behind that pressure that you put on yourself to explain things perfectly. Is also relating to this desire at times to either take up too much space or to not take up enough space, to want to hide. Some of you'll be more on one side, some of you'll be on the other side, and some of you actually might have both in play at the same time. I'm smiling because I feel I'm in that camp. Yeah, so somehow that might apply equally across the board. And that in turn is now linking into the 12th house of endings, releasing, surrendering, and allowing. Now, at the same time as all of this, there's a tremendous amount of grief around different things happening in our world right now. Maybe things that you're aware of, from the news, whether that's regular mainstream media or the alternative sources of media out there. But there's this essence of grief around how humans are treating one another. And this grief around feeling like, at times our world is cold and callous and cruel. Which does not serve abundance terribly well. Does not serve prosperity terribly well. And as we tune into that energy of grief, if we take it on so heavily that it becomes our own burden to carry, we may end up feeling heavy-hearted. And as we work with this, it's actually also we're going to unhook it from is the heart. Along with the energy of house number nine, the eighth house, the house of hard knocks, can lead us into, as we traverse it through the death, rebirth, regeneration that it brings, entering into house nine. House nine helps us to work with things like our right brain, our intuition, our desire for philosophy or understanding religious concepts. Travels in here. It also works with the essence of sensuality and heart protection as it works with the pericardium meridian here. And it's hanging on to the belief system that I need to guard myself against enjoying life. I need to guard myself against taking in what I enjoy in life. There's suffering out there, and how can I enjoy my life while suffering is happening? As we work with that tender balance, bringing in the planetary energies of the sun and the moon. As I see the sun come in, I actually just see it create brightness in here, bringing back to life the hearts. And I see the moon coming into the external lining, that pericardium, and the moon offering maternal love, comfort, support, nourishment, along with understanding. And with understanding, often it brings a sense of belonging or a sense of feeling like it's okay to be here in this way. And as we work with this, linking it right back into the energy of grief around suffering in the world. And there are more than a few shamans, however you use the word out there, that speak to grief being akin to praise. The one that I'm thinking of in particular, Martin, who, what's his last name? I'll try to look it up really quickly if I can here. Martin Pretschel, never say it very well, Pretschel. And you can definitely find stuff, books and things out there. And also, mostly what I've gotten to know Martin through is YouTube videos through the Minnesota Men's Conference, which is one of my favorites. Actually, it was Esther Valtheim years and years ago when I was training to become a breakthrough instructor that turned me on to the Minnesota Men's Conference. And I've made a reacquaintance with some of them in these last few years as well. So Martin Pretschel, however I pronounce that well, is one of my favorites on this topic of grief and praise. And this idea that as we stand in grief, right next to the other side of that coin is also the sense of, well, we lost it because we also really longed and loved and held something in high esteem. We had praise for it at one point. And he will do a much better justification or justice to these concepts, I should say. He's extremely poetic as well and kind of funny too. And he's certainly not the only one out there talking about this. Stephen Jenkinson is another one. He's got a great documentary, Grief Walker, on the National Film Board. It's free. Just Google National Film Board, NFB, and Grief Walker, and it'll pop up. It's about an hour or so. And as we work with this essence of grief and praise, it's bringing in the permission statement in the form of a question. And the words here are, what does it mean to be in the sacred? What does it mean to be in that which is sacred? And if you can even just imagine letting your heart softly sink into your understanding and your sense of connection and belonging as you do so to that which is sacred. I wonder what happens for you if you can just simply imagine your heart softly being embraced, sinking, much like you started this first call off, and letting yourself sink into the cushion below. Letting your heart softly sink into that which is sacred. And with that, I see the essence of grief being held, alchemized, and metabolized around its edges. I see it getting softly digested in a way that allows for you to potentially have a new experience. And we're linking that through to the eyes of the hearts, which I sometimes think of as actually also the nipples. And as we work with this, we're actually going to work with the eye to nipple reciprocal and body talk, which helps us to eyes, taking in through that stomach one point, our conscious mind, and digesting our world, and nipples, nourishment, healing. So taking in and orienting to being able to take in that which also nourishes and heals you, because you're hardwired for it. And from here, rationally unhooking this idea, this belief system that you've seen too much. Life is too heavy to carry. Life in the past has been too much. And then there's layers upon layers upon layers of this for 7 generations back through the ancestry on both sides, mom and dad alike. And with that, we're going to link all things eyes into the kidney 24 points just above the heart region there, in roughly the middle of the chest on either side. These are known as those spiritual ancestral burial grounds. And here we're releasing the essence, the consciousness of heavy-heartedness and life feeling like it's a series of overwhelming burdens to be dealt with. Underlying that, there's actually the true nature of the heart, which is oriented to lightness, to celebration, to joy. And I just see all this like old luggage, all these old like undigested experiences hanging off the back of the heart. It looks like, I call it sad luggage when I see people leaving like the vacation resorts and they're getting on their bus to go back home and all the bags are sitting right beside the bus and all the people are there and it's usually a very different vibe from, the people that are arriving onto the vacation sites. So it looks actually like sad luggage in the back of the heart here. All that weight to the world that you've been carrying through you, along with all your ancestors' stuff for 7 generations. No small thing. And we're linking that all into the 12th house for its role in working with letting go and surrendering, and also into the liver meridian, for releasing the toxic family pattern. Of again, needing to hang on to suffering, needing to hang on to pain in order to somehow give this sense of protection, a sense of that it'll somehow cushion you from the pain of the world. If you're already in pain, then you can't feel more, right? And as we work with that, it actually just creates this overall essence of like numbness or attempt to create numbness, which attempts at numbness, generally speaking, are behind what makes us feel like really depressed, or it's just exhausted, or we can't, and we don't want to, and why bother? And that energy of apathy and resignation can go with it hand in hand here. And as this is all coming off of the back of the heart here, we're also going to run a cellular repair all the way through this region, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. We're doing that again for not just you, but 7 generations back. We're bringing in the element of wood, which works with expansion and also with birth and growth. And we're actually linking that into the heart muscle itself. And it's the heart muscle that gets permission to flex itself. It also, we're granting it permission to also, this is cute, to want to like show off, to like hold itself tall in pride and to just like have the joy of like, yeah, I'm here. I get to be here and I'm ready to make myself be known, to let myself be known, to be received. And it's got a very celebratory, almost like a party-like atmosphere, but in a very even-keeled, quiet way, not anything that's, it's not like the bar star types of parties that you might have had when you were hitting up the pubs back in the day. This is a very different, quiet celebration of sorts, which actually leads to more calmness, to more capacity for deeper joy, to have even that be celebrated, to shine through in essence. And with that celebration energy on board, bringing in a new sparkle, a new shine, a new pulsation, a new vibration. Gently, layer after layer after layer of luggage begins to get digested. I'm seeing one of those really big, like grinders that I imagine are inside of the garbage trucks and those things where we like, I don't know if you've ever seen, I get a little fascinated by these videos, maybe a little too much, where we see like things go into like these metal grinders and it totally destroys them. And it's just that there's nothing left of really big things that get fed into them. It's actually kind of got that energy. It's just this healthy destruction, healthy letting go, which is what grief is actually meant to do. It's meant to support dispersion, not needing to hang on to pain and suffering endlessly, but to allow us to begin to tolerate the joy of life and the ecstasy of life by also helping us to be present to the fullness. And that might be also becoming aware of the agony and the ecstasy simultaneously. And as that gets digested through this back of the heart region, running the permissions, I'm allowed to move on. Meaning, you don't need to hang on to all of this stuff just to stay loyal to the family lines, to be a part of the family. That you actually get to release this from yourself, your lineage before you, and that which comes after you alike. And we're going to tap this out here. So, invitation to again breathe and receive however feels right for you. Offering that around the breath. Letting that part really be received. And then we're doing an emotional release of grief now through the lining of the digestive system, along with the mucosa lining where all the healthy bugs that make up your microbiome that help you digest your food and bring balance to your life in lots of ways, hang out. And as we work with it there, releasing grief all the way through here, it's releasing the grief, in particular as it relates to you rejecting yourself before anybody else could cause you grief and reject you. Okay, and as that happens, bringing in again the planetary energy of the sun all the way through here. And as it comes through, it's fascinating to watch. I see it like literally planting new seeds around the entire length of the internal lining of the digestive system tract through the entire mucosa. And those new seeds repopulating the microbiome to support your nervous, pardon me, your immune system. In replenishing in any weak areas and balancing out any areas that may become overpopulated. And that's linking into again house 12 for its role in releasing, surrendering, allowing, and making space. As we bring that energy of making space for these new possibilities, these new opportunities to be received, all the things that are being planted here. You can imagine each little seed is representing something that you're calling in Or if it's still relating to financial prosperity for some of you, you can even imagine that as, little planting little seeds of money or money bags or self-value or whichever the angles are that you're interested in calling in. And it's being defined by the consciousness of repopulation. And then we're going to tap this part out here. So I invite you to breathe and receive. And giving that a gentle breath, letting this part take a moment for integration as well. And we're working in general with a sense now of feeling depleted or deflated from having worked so hard to manage things. That might have been around the grief. It might have been around other things, thinking that you had to work hard to get ahead, or it might be all of the above plus others. And as we work with that sense of depletion and deflation, we're unhooking the belief system from the kidneys that things don't work out for me. And we're releasing that in particular now from the kidney one points on the bottom of the sole of the foot there that connects us to the earth below. And then we're linking that into the Yang Chao Mo Meridian coming through those heels. As we do so, releasing from the Yang Chao Mo Meridian, the essence of feeling heavy-footed to the point where you're like dragging your heels out of exhaustion, deflation, depletion. Then we're bringing an acupuncture point just on the stomach meridian. I forget the number, but it's that one that's about four finger widths down the edge of the outside edge of the knee there. And as we work with it, bringing in all that tonifies, that strengthens, that revitalizes the system. Invitation to, as you receive that part, to allow your pelvis to rock and move with the breath. And in particular, you might need to let go of some tension around the tailbone. We're actually going to head there next and unwind some connective tissue, some adhesions around that all. And allowing the tailbone to drop down and the front of the hips to move up or forward on the inhale, and then rocking the other direction on the exhale, which doesn't usually need a lot of emphasis. It's usually the inhale. If we're sitting, that would mean that our tailbone is moving back and down, and our fronts of our hips, the top of our hips, are moving more towards the front. And that's usually the part that we need to emphasize just a little bit more. The other part we're usually already good at from all the slouching that we do, sitting in chairs and being on tech and everything else. So as you take this to your breath, feel free to rock it in a way that allows for those hips to be just a little bit more mobile than they might have been. We sometimes forget that our hips are actually meant to move, just like every other part of us, with our breath. And as we get that moving and grooving, there's actually some new energy now that can go between the kidneys and the lungs, supporting the lungs and being able to inhale to take in what's inspirational again. And to be able to reorient to inspiration along with the pleasant things in life again. And as that happens, I see the pelvis begin to almost like create a little bit of a dance. However, it's just a little bit stuck. There's an adhesion on where the hip socket is on the left side. And we're just unhooking the belief system that you need to be in charge of keeping things together and holding things in tight in order to do that. When ironically, usually the best, quote unquote, way is to surrender, to release, to relax, to allow, to find a sense of restfulness. So we can actually receive what it is you're looking for, what it is you've been calling in. And as that releases through the hip socket, we also need to run circulation of all those healing resources that I mentioned earlier, the blood, the nerve, the lymph, the chi, etc., through the entire hip socket. And then we're giving this hip socket permission to literally choose a new direction, to turn a different way, and being able to literally grant it more agility, mobility through that entire Yang Chao Mo Meridian pathway. To be able to choose the direction that you want to walk in life versus feeling like that was maybe controlled or dictated by the conditioning of your past, by the current conditions of our world. You are free to move in any direction, is the permissions here. You are free to move in any direction. You're free to move in any direction. And as we support this hip joint in being mobile 3D rounds, allowing for this energy to come through, linking into 10th house, career, achievement, recognition, outward self-expression. And here, this also regulates all of our endocrines, bringing in synchronization, integration. As we link it into all of the endocrines, bringing in the essence of stability amongst ambition. So, being able to have big plans, big ideas of how it is you want to move forward in your new directions, and also find stability, sure-footedness as we link it into the feet, and even keeledness as we also bring in the consciousness of the knees. And even keeledness is not the top of the list for knee consciousness, but for whatever reason it's coming in that way today. The knees often represent our willpower, and if we're too rigid or we're too submissive, and finding that in essence even keeled balance between the two, which is where that word, that consciousness state, is coming from, if you're curious. Then we're linking that into the ears to literally hear what will serve you. And we're linking that also through to the subtle sense of hearing, to tuning into your thoughts. Then we're tapping this part out here, invitation to again breathe and receive however feels right. Okay. Excuse me. As we bring this in for a nice soft landing, we run cortices through to the head brain, the gut brain, then the heart brain, and then we're linking all three brains into the nervous system, and then into the Yang Chao Mo Meridian itself. And as it goes into there, particularly working with the part that influences the back body and the muscles, and giving them permission literally to have all that's happening in here, or whatever parts that are ready to rise up anyways, to be sensually felt. The back is often a sneaky area that can go really tuned out or numb in a way that we don't even really realize. We don't often think about, are all my nerves and muscles, is it something that I can actually feel back there? As we connect in this way, bringing in the planetary energy of Venus along with Mars and finding that masculine feminine balancing. I see that it is also bringing in the essence of healthy connections and healthy relationships and allowing for healthy union to come together throughout the back body and throughout all the muscles in particular. I just hear the words, the permission statement, things are coming together. Things are coming together. That's linking now to the very midline of the back body. The spine, the Sushumna, the governing vessel, the primary masculine meridian, all included in here. Also working with the midline consciousness. The word here is that of trust. And linking that into all those midline structures in the back body. What is it to trust that that which is eternal has your back? Does it invite in an ounce more of surrender or relaxation, of rest? And linking that into the earth element, that consciousness of nourishment, linking it all the way through all these midline back body structures. What is it to rest in peace here? Rest in nourishment here. To rest in stillness. Even when lots seems to be happening around you, holding your center. And tapping that out here, invitation to again breathe and receive. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling this medicine in. And thank you for all of you. So deeply loved and held and appreciated here. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I have a song for those of you able to stay for the next 3 minutes. It's called Shivo Hum by Silver Wattle and Naomi Keyte, Keyte. It's from the album Shivo Hum. Shivo Hum is spelled Shivohum. You're welcome to breathe this music in, or to, if there's anything lingering or dangling in your system, I invite you to bring in that resource that you found at the beginning, the thing that felt pleasant to you, neutral, and calling on it now as you breathe here, as you settle here.
Namah Shivaya Parapurnam Shivoham Shivoham Namah Shivaya Parapurnam Shivoham Shivaya Parapurnam
Thank you, loves. Thank you deeply from my heart to yours. Blessings on the rest of your day. Bye for now, loves, from me and from Charlie. And you're most welcome to all the comments in the chat feature. My pleasure. Have yourselves a fabulous rest of your day and week ahead. And I didn't mention it earlier, but the annual sale is on right now. I may have posted something in the Facebook group earlier as well about it all, so you'll see the details there. And I'm sure you've already seen the emails roll on through to you. If you have any questions about that, you're welcome to let me know. Okay. Mwah, again, bye for now, loves.